And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 27th of March, 2025. There are warnings of gales in Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 650 miles west of Rockall, 996, expected northwest Bailey, 980 by 1800 Thursday. High Lundy, 1025, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra. Southerly, southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in the Atsiras. Occasional rain, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th time. South or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in Cromarty, increasing 7 at times later. Mainly fair, then occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in 40s. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. South or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6, later except in Thames. Drizzle and Fisher, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, northeast, backing northwest later, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, north or northwest 2 to 4, veering north or northeast 3 to 5. Occasional rain in west, good, occasionally poor in west. Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. South or southwest 2 to 4, veering west or southwest 4 to 6. Fog patches at first, rain or drizzle later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Irish Sea. South or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering west later. Rain or showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Bailey, southwest, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first, and severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and west, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then northeasterly 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, snow or snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southwest 5, rain 1 mile 1015, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 3, 11 miles 1011, rising more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 7, slight drizzle 1 mile 1006, falling more slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest 4, 13 miles 1010, falling more slowly. Aberdeen, southeast 1, more than 38 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 3, 8 miles, 1016, falling more slowly. Boomer, southwest by south 2, 19 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest 2, 1021, rising slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 2, 2 miles, 1,024. Jersey, east by south, 2, 9 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, north by west, 2, 50 metres, 1,025. Scilly automatic, southwest by south, 2, 19 miles, 1,025, steady. Milford Haven, west by south, 2, recent fog, 5 miles, 1,024, steady. Aberporth, southwest, 2, 13 miles, 1,024, steady. Valley, south-southwest, 4, 3 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest, 2, 11 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Valentia, south, 3, mist, 2 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, south-southwest, 4, 7 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest, 4, mist, 4 miles, 1,017, falling more slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by east, 3, 27 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. High pressure across southern and southeastern England will gradually decline during the next 24 hours, but will continue to give mainly settled conditions and light winds, albeit with a few fog patches. Further north and west, a strengthening southwesterly flow will bring windier conditions with outbreaks of drizzle or rain. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West to southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable, mainly south 2 to 4 for a time, then occasionally 7 later near Cape Wrath. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, then rain at times, good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Westerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4, backing southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Northumberland to Celtibill. Variable, 3 or less, becoming southwesterly, 3 or 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Celtibill to Lyme Regis. Variable, 2 or less, becoming southwest, 3 or 4 later. Fog banks, moderate to very poor, occasionally good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Fog banks, mainly in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Fog patches, then rain or drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, then increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time later in north. Fog patches for a time, rain or drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in Liverpool Bay, then increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time later. Rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, south or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, then rain at times, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, then rain at times, good, occasionally moderate at first, and poor later. Mullavkin Tyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, veering west or southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional drizzle and fog patches, then rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, then veering west later. Rain or showers, becoming squally later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, west or southwest, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate, at poor at first, and poor later. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Vijay Alice in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. I hawa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in London and Melbourne. Coming up on the programme, Donald Trump announces more tariffs.
What we're going to be doing is a 25% tariff on all cars that are not made in the United States. If they're made in the United States, there's absolutely no tariff.
That led to an angry reaction from Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney.
We will defend our workers. We'll defend our companies, will defend our country, and we'll defend it together.
And it's led some in the global car industry to say they're worried about its future.
In North America, the challenge is as big or bigger than the pandemic. It is a seminal moment if he goes through with it.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. President Trump has announced a 25% tariff on all cars imported into the United States from the 2nd of April. He claimed the measure would spur growth in the US car industry and create jobs and investment. Our North America business correspondent Erin Delmore reports.
President Trump said the new tariffs would bring car and truck production back to the U.S. and generate billions of dollars in revenue. Mr. Trump made clear that the new tariffs are permanent and not a negotiating tactic designed to extract concessions from America's trade partners. But determining which vehicles are made in America can be complicated, particularly when it comes to America's closest neighbors, Mexico and Canada. The new taxes will immediately hit millions of foreign-made cars sold in the U.S. each year. The move is poised to send a shock through the industry, with potential for higher prices, lower supply, and lower production. Shares of the U.S.'s big three automakers fell in after-hours trading.
Democrats in Congress have been grilling top security officials on how planned airstrikes in Yemen came to be discussed in a group chat that included a prominent journalist. The messages have now been published by The Atlantic magazine. The UN mission in South Sudan has warned that the arrest of First Vice President Riek Machar has brought the country to the brink of another civil war. The renewed political violence began last month. Paddy Maguire reports.
The arrest of President Salva Kiir's long-term rival at his residence in Juba is a dramatic escalation. In a statement, the head of UNMISS said rising tensions between factions loyal to Mr. Machar, a former rebel leader, and the forces of Mr. Kiir were jeopardising the 2018 peace agreement. Nearly 400,000 people died in 5 years of devastating civil war before the power-sharing deal was signed. As that deal unravels and the violence escalates, some 50,000 South Sudanese citizens have already been displaced.
An appeals court in Washington has upheld a ruling that put a temporary stop to U.S.